Because we looked up yesterday, we're trying to. The Gemara Kedushin Dav Zayin tells us that Kedushin works with an Arav. It means you could theoretically, where the Kala does get anything, but she just told the Chosin to give something to somebody else, and somehow that's going to work. Came a little work with an Arav. So he wanted to know, well, what is Arav all about? So we looked at the Gemara, and we were completely and totally not what our mission is from Mishlei. Then the Gemara backtracks and starts talking about it. The Gemara comes up with Hanoh, and all the dust settles, we're not quite sure what the ultimate thrust behind Arav really was. So we saw yesterday's show, we saw the Ritva's opinion. The Ritva has a unique approach to the whole sugya. But basically, the Ritva maintains that the name of the game of Arev is really just Hanah. There really is no Chiddush of Arev. According to the Ritva, there is no such new entity called Arev. Arev is just a simple or complex application of the principle of Hanah, Dino Kekesef, Dino Keshava Kesef. Kinyan Kesef is a mechanism of Kinyan. You can be Mechayev yourself with a Shibudim, create Shibudim with Kesef. And that's all Arav is, nothing more, nothing less. Even though the Gemara didn't introduce the principle of Hanah until somewhat late into the Sugya, the Ritva says that was just, you know, just textually, just in terms of figuring out the Shachmatai of the Gemara. But the emphasis, says the Ritva, from the very, very inception of the Sugya, it was obvious, it was clear as day, that Hanah is what's the driving force behind the din of Arav. That's the Ritva's approach to the Gemara. But as we said at the end of the Shia yesterday, it is clear that there are other Rishonim who are not going to learn this way. You take one look at the Gemara, take one look at the Ritva, and you realize there has to be another Pshat. So come other Rishonim and say that there are really two different stages of the Gemara. We already drew a little bit out of the board yesterday. That Hanah is important in Uchaz Arev, but it's not the engine that's driving Arev. Hanah is important to offset any concerns of, what was the bad word? What was the bad word? The word we're trying to avoid at all costs? Asmachta. Hanah is necessary just to convince us that there is a smichus das, the das kinyan is present in its fullest form. But Hanah is not the entity of the maise kinyan. What is the maise kinyan? What is the mechayev of arev? So it's some kind of a puzzle, some kind of a psalach, it's going to exist because of it. What exactly is it? We put our fingers on it. So there is a taisvus in my second bar mitzvah, actually two taisvus in bar mitzvah, I put in the memakamis, that begin to put wrap their hands around what arev is actually. Hanah is not the defining feature. That's the asmachta angle. That's the antidote for asmachta problems. But the defining feature is really something very different. So this happened not to be discussing sugyas of Arif proper. They're really talking about sugyas of ribbis. So just a little bit of a throwback to some of the things we spoke about, some of the makash removal sugyas. We know there's a principle in the Gemara about ribbis. Lawasa ribbis ella. Let's say it all together. Lawasa ribbis ella. Close. We had Lola, we had Malva, right? The only time Ribbis is also is if it goes from the hands of the Loiva to the hands of the Malva. Who remembers just how far some Rishonim took that? Who remembers? Well, the Chazar. It was Rashi, took that so far that what? There's no Ribbis, what? Said something different. Shlichos, right? You do it, Derek Shlichos. That was so far that some Acharonim write that Rashi never said. Rashi couldn't have said such a thing. Remember what the Gra said? Talmud Torah, talking Rashi going to say such a thing, but others say that Rashi did say such a thing. He really did say such a thing. That's a question. Just how far Ribbis Habali had Novi had Mavar. But says Tosfos, there's one example of a case that's not subject to that kula. It may superficially resemble to the novice. It may look like it's a hey Losh Atolia Riad Novi Lamava, but if you think about it long enough, says Tosfos, you'll realize immediately that it's not. What is the case? Let's tell you the following. I lend you $100. I say to you, listen, I am going to lend you $100. You're going to pay me back $100. But you know what? I got this problem with this third party. Third party's a guy. I owe $25 to this guy. I want to get him off my back. So listen, do me a favor. I'm lending you $100. You return me $100 and pay off the ribbis. Don't call ribbis. That money that I would have loved to take for you to give me, hand it off to Joe, hand it off to John, hand it off to the guy. And the person's thinking, what a lamdirich bin, right? Because Ribbis Haboya, Lovel Malva, that must be such a great idea. Everybody's happy. You're happy. Everybody's happy. You're happy because you got your loan. I'm happy because I got John to leave me alone. John's happy because he got the money. What could possibly be wrong? Who's not happy? Who's not happy? Taisa's not happy. Taisa says, the Chanisa, they're ice of Ribbis. My eye would say the Raisa. Where's the Miyad lovely Adamalva? When I'm Reuven, you're Shimon. When Shimon gives the money on, That is ribis haboa miyad lova liyad malva. John is not the malva. I'm Reuben. I'm the malva. So Tosfos says, when somebody does something, somebody gives money bitzivui, somebody gives money lefi al pi devari, according to what I'm instructing him to do so, the halacha states, says Tosfos, that money that's given according to my command, if I tell you to deposit the money into Yenim's account and you follow suit, it's ki'ili to my account. That's called ribis ababi aliyovli amalve. Since it's done al pi tzivui amalve, any hotsos mamun done al pi tzivui amalve is ki'ilu the money went to the person who gave that tzivui. They had tell you of Ruchai Kedesh to say such a thing. How do they know such a thing? I would never in a million years say such a thing. What does Taisa say? What's Taisa's raya? Taisa says, Kidiash, Chon Bawat? What? The Arev. Taisa says, that's what Arev is. If you think about exactly what an Arev is, you have a Malve, you have a Loive, and you have an Arev. Says Taisa, there's only one way to become a Shubut, to pay back a Chov. The only way you can become a Shubut to pay back a Chov is if you received the Chov in the first place. If you got the money, then you have a Chuyev to pay back the money. What does the Arev tell the Malve to do? The Arev says to the Malve, give money, I say to him, give money to the Loive. Since the Malve is giving money to Arev, Apidin, it's Kilu who gave the money to the Arev himself. That's the Shibud of Arev. That's the din of Arev. So what is Arev not, says Tosfos? It's not based on Hanah. The method of creation of a Shibud is not because of any particular Hanah that the Malva granted to the Arev. That's not what's Aisa, the Shibud of Arev. What's Aisa, the Shibud of Arev, creates the Shibud of the Arev, is that the Arev borrowed money from the Malva. Read the Arev by Arev didn't. By the Malva listening to the Arev and giving the money to the Loive, Apidin, it's like the Malva gave the money to the Arev. That is the Chiddush HaTorah of Arev. Is not Nesinas Hamos Alpiv, is Ke'ilu, a soul to the Medaber, to the Mitzavah. That's the Fard of Arev. How did Tosfos know that's Arev? I also learned by Basuk Rufai Gimel. I didn't see that in Arev. How did Tosfos know that too in Arev? So Tosfos concedes, if you learn the last two blad in the Babas, you taka won't see it. Maybe Arev is based on something else. Who knows what it is? But there's one sugya that's the dead giveaway. What's the sugya that's the dead giveaway? Kedushin of Zion. Says Taisus, once you learn Maseches Kedushin of Zion, and you realize that the Gemara says Kedushin works mitam Arev, what do you crap? Kedushin works mitam Arev. Isn't there a din that the money is going to go from the Chosin to the Kala? That's what Kedushin is. Chosin to Kala. Over here, where's the money going? The money's going to the... the chas is going to who? The tain what? Tain man ele? The plenty. So the chas is, who's he marrying? He's marrying the kala, he's giving money to the plenty. How's that working? So the answer is, since the kala told the chas to give the money to the plenty, apidin, it's as if he gave the money to her. Says Taisus, if not for the fact that Arev equals the nesidus hamos apitzi vuyoi, if not for that equation, then our Kedushin mitam Arev wouldn't work. Then Tosfos applies this principle to another scenario of ribis. Here, I lend you $100, and I say to you, listen, I want you to pay me back the $100, but I want you to do me a favor, okay? I don't want to take ribis from you. I'm not going to give ribis to a guy. I want you, listen, I'll lend you $100, I'm asking you, please, give me back $100 and write a check for $5 for tzedakah. Tzedakah is my favorite cause. What's my favorite cause? What could possibly my favorite cause be? That's right. Why you connect? Okay, good. So I say, it's $100. And write a check. Give me back the $100 and write a $5 check. But if you're ready, write $5. Make $500. $5,000. $500,000. You make so many young, so many couples happy. So I say to you, listen, pay me back the $100 and give a nice donation to YU Connects. So you think everybody's happy. Give all the, I'm happy. I lent you the money. I got my money back. You're happy. You got your loan. My wife's happy. She got YU Connects. Got a donor. Everybody's happy. Everyone, the dates are, everyone's happy. Who's not happy? Tyson's not happy. Tyson says that's an Isadera Isa. Why? Because you gave the money a pizzi vuyi. So since you gave the money a pizzi vuyi, that's tantamount to you giving the money to me. That's ribis deraisa. So now Rabbi say we have two mahalchim in the Rishonim as to what's going on in terms of Arev. We have the basic creation of Arev into the Rishvah is based on Hanah. According to Tosfos, it's based on Nesines Amos Apidiburoi. And according to Taiz Zavasi, what was the role of Hanah just to offset Asmachta? We have a third approach to Mishnah as well. Take a look at the Maamar Kaimis. Take a look at the Rambam. You have the Maamar Kaimis? Where's the Maamar Kaimis? Oh, here. Sorry. Kedushim Medin Oiv. So the Rambam in the 10th of the Maamar Kaimis, in Hukas Mechira Perkid Alflach HaTezvav, is not even talking about Orib B'Chalal. He's not talking about Kedushim, he's not talking about Orib. So what are we talking about it? See in a moment. I walk up to you and I say, listen, I want to be mishabed myself to you to pay you money. You didn't do anything for me. I didn't break your window. I didn't buy your potatoes. I never borrowed any money. I want to create a chiyuv from here on in. I want to be mishabed myself. Ava bishaloh el chayv leklum. Hareze chayv. So the Rambam starts out by saying, that's binding in halacha. Where's the kinyan? Where's the nothing? Zero. Nothing. Then the Ram goes into the nuances as to how do we know the guy? Serious, not serious? Those are details not relevant for us right now. So do you think this Ram is striking? Like if you would just read this Ram, just the first line, do you think the Ram is telling you a chiddush? I'm a chai of myself with absolutely nothing, just with words alone. Why is this so problematic? This flies in the face of the opening Ram in Hukas Mechira. How does Ram start with Hukas Mechira? Hamekach and Anikta B'dvarim. Halacha doesn't recognize transferring of ownership with just words alone. The only thing that can transfer ownership is a Maisa Kinyan. So we have Parsha, we spoke about this, somebody has Parsha Kinyanim. There's the Parsha Kinyanim for Karak, and Parsha Kinyanim for the Talpun, and for Avot, and for Kiddushin. Everything has its set of methods of acquisition, but the common denominator behind all Kinyanim is that it has to be some kind of a Maisa Kinyan. So what do the words mean when I say I'm a chayav of myself to pay $100? What are we doing? What's binding me to pay that $100? What do the words mean? Because I promised. And if I don't do what I promised, so what's the worst we say about me? We say, bid vashek, tirchok, never tell a lie. It's like pressing a passenger on your GPS. Come on, that doesn't mean anything. I was so overcome, I had that yitzhar today. And mamash, I was wazing something and it showed up passenger versus driver. And just my, you know, the words of MS Yerko just flow in front of my face. And what did I do? Of course, I pressed like I was a pastor. What do you think I was a kid? No, just get out of it. Anyway, so get back to that story. So, is this striking, this Rambam? If I would just tell you in a vacuum that I'm mechayev myself to pay $100, what do the words? What's the mechayev? What makes you chayev? What do you have to say? That when I say I'm a chayav you $100, there's a kinyan that's taking place. What's the kinyan on? There's not a kinyan on character. This is not a kinyan on an ish. Not a kinyan on Evan. Not a kinyan on Matal. What is this a kinyan on? On a what? It's a kinyan. What did you acquire? A shibud. A chayav. It must be that there's this intangible concept called a shibud, called a chayav, that's a nitan to kinyanim. So what kinyan would you have expected would be the maisa kinyan on this chol? Let's forget about the Ram for a second. If I would tell you, I call you up and say, Rabbi, I have a big dilemma. I want to sell a chov to somebody, what do I do? So if a guy would call me and say, Rabbi, I want to sell a bag of potatoes, what would I say to him? If Yechin Rishlochish, Vatar Moskhan, I learn the Sugya Mamatsi with him. A guy would call up and say, Rabbi, I have a house, a field to sell, what would I say to him? I learned the Sugya in Kesar Shtah Chazacha. A guy would say, I want to get married, I want to buy a wife, what would I say? I say, Kesar Shtah Biyah. A guy would say he wants to buy an Eved Ivri, I tell him how to do that. I can tell you how to buy Eved. I'm not learning Kiddush for 6 months, I tell you how to buy anything under the sun. A guy calls up and says, I want to buy a Chayv, what would I tell him? So that would be my best job. If I had to pick a Kenyan to create on a Shibud, I would say, you know why? Because I'd have a lot of difficulty identifying any other Kenyan. Can someone please explain to me, how are you going to make a Kenyan on a Chayv by using what? Make a Kenyan Mashiach on a Chayv. That's going to be pretty hard to do. It's not tangible, right? So the answer is we probably have to identify a kinyan that doesn't address the heftza proper. That's probably the way to do it, right? You don't want to use a kinyan that physically involves the heftza. It says hagbah, meshicha, chazaka. Those are the wrong kinyan to look for. So which kinyanim, again, we're trying to just search for the proper kinyan. Which kinyanim do we know from Parshat Kinyanim that tend not to address the chefza properly? There are two of them that come to mind. One is not Beres Chalit. What's another one? What's another kinyan that comes to mind that doesn't really address the object? What? Kinyan Kesef. Right? I give you $100. The chefza's not here. The chefza's in China where the chefza is. So once we have identified a kinyan that doesn't involve a chetza, then we're potentially in business. So if you're asking me, how do you acquire a chov? I would say either through a kinyan kesef or through a kinyan chalipin. The reality is that kinyan kesef is not such a bad choice. You know why? Because we do create a chov with kinyan kesef. What do we call that? I give you $100 and now I bought a chov from you. What do we call that? It's called a halvah. It's called a loan. I lend you $100. I gave you kesef. And in lieu of that kesef, I now was kind of a shibud from you. So chalipin is not bad, and maybe we have to talk about that another time. But the Rambam says, I got a better way to be kind of a shibud. You know how? With words alone. Just say you're a shibud, and shine, and hocus pocus, you become a shibud. So it's a very, very startling statement. Because again, usually in a mekkah mitzvah, this is a really, really big chiddush. So the Rambam feels compelled to explain to you how he knew this to be so. So he doesn't have a Gemara for this, but he does have an interesting raya. The Rambam writes, "Sherechiv atzmai k'mo sheyistabit ha'orev v'chazeh hoyu rov ha'goinim." So from the fact that the Rambam concludes by saying "chazeh hoyu rov ha'goinim," it's clear that not everyone agreed to this because it's really a big chiddush. And number two, it's not in the Gemara for sure. Not you don't need goinim if you have it in the Gemara. But what's most startling of the Rambam is his mashal. The Rambam's trying to bring you right. He's so disturbed. You see the Rambam's, he's bothered with this. You see, he's troubled with how am I pulling off such a statement, such a radical statement that you can be kind of anything without a ma'aseh kinyan of note, just dibur alone. The Rambam says, well, we have precedent for this in halacha. What do you call it? Three letters. That's what an arev is. If you think about it, it's exactly what an arev is. An arev means I became a shubat to pay something, and I didn't get anything. There was no kinyan kesef to me. There was no kinyan chalipin. I got nothing. So what was the underlying mechayv of the arev? What's the engine that's driving the din of the arev? What is it? His what? What is that mechayv in arev? What is it? His dibur. Because he said he's going to pay back the chov. Because he agreed to pay back the chov. It's also the mechayv. That's the parash of arev, says the Rambam. Arev is nothing more, nothing less than the Rambam, an Orev is Asiyas Shibud Dvarim Bilvad. That is Orev. And the fact that the Rambam is using Orev as a model to teach us that you can be Mechayev Atzmo with just words, that is clearly not the Ritvaz Orev. According to Ritvaz, that would not serve as a model for anything. According to Taizvaz, that wouldn't serve as a model for anything. There's no sinus like Kasef in this case. The only way the Rambam could use Arev as a model for his theory that a Sheba could be kinder with words alone is because that's what he thought ultimately Arev was all about. Arev was nothing more, nothing less than a Siyas HaSheba Dvarim Bilvad. So now we have three different versions in the Rishonim. What is it that makes Arev tick? Yeah.
Does he really think of the same case? I mean, really think that's the same like that?
Well, he wrote it, so he probably thought it.
Because it's not a... In the case of the Arev, he's really just representing the other guy.
He's not representing nothing. He's not representing. He's just saying. He's saying I'm mishabbing myself to pay. This guy doesn't pay. I'm mishabbing myself to pay.
Right. So he's taking place of the. I mean, there was already a ma'aseh kinyan before between the malv and the loave.
But that's between malv and loave. That's not me. I'm
right.
Not the malv, not the loave.
But meaning he's working off that premise.
No, he's not. The loave's chiyuv was kicked in because the loave got the money. The arev's chiyuv kicked in because the arev was mechayev himself with words alone.
Right. Which is again, he's still paying someone else's.
But he was mishabed himself to pay a chov.
Someone else.
It doesn't matter what's it called. I was mishabed myself to pay $100. What was mechayev me to pay $100? You take me to a din Torah. I'm the Arab. You take me to a din Torah and say, Rabbi Sobolowski, you owe me $100. You were mechayev yourself to pay $100. Based on what? So the Ritvah says, well, the mechayev was because you got $100. Taisha says, because you were mitzvah somebody else to give money. The Ram says, because you opened up your big mouth and you were mechayev yourself.
He's not creating a chov.
He's creating a chov for himself. He doesn't have the chov. He didn't get the cash.
He's, himself to a different
clothes
that's already existing.
So what? At the end of the day, he's being mishabed himself with words alone. That's the bottom line. That's the baseline. It's the end of this game.
So according to Tosis, why is the malav to go back to the lovish before trying to collect an ari?
And why is there such a din? So mistama, that's also because that means that's the mechanism of the that was almost like a built-in tonight. Is when you set yourself up as an arev. In theory, you could set yourself up as what the Gemara calls it, like the goyim used to go mamash collect from the arev first. So you could have done that, but the umdanot is the smichas das is that's not what you're doing. But inochiram, according to all the shittas. But if and when it's almost like right.
You're not him until it happens.
I'm him, but there's an understood agreement that you're not going to come after me yet. So you are moida, you're not coming after me until you go to him first. But I am a chuyuv. That's the imam is going to make whatever tonight you want. So the tonight was I'm mishabed myself through the nesidus I cast somebody else. I'll let tonight you first go to the other guy first. That's what order is. So everybody saying before we can go on to understand how this realm is going to play out in terms of a second kedushin, we have to be certain that we really understand what the realm is talking about. There are some problems with the realm. There's some very very big problems with the realm. The Rand. I put the Ran on the Mamakamas. I don't think I did, but the Ran quotes the Gemara. Okay, we'll look at the Gemara. The Gemara, the 11th of the Mamakamas, quotes a Brisa in Babitzid of Tzamer Aleph, Tana, we looked at the Brisa. Umasta Shem is Sachar, Leos Kishayel. We know there are four Shomim in the Torah, three of them are spelled out in the Torah, the Din is, the fourth one is a little bit vague. The sixth Pasha, Chomish. It's only Monday, really, Chomish. No, come on, let's get a little Chazar. Ever Shem Bechinam. Like sixth grade, come on. What? Shemachinam, Shemachar. Okay, good. All right. So there are different dargas of Achrayas. So Shemachinam is referred to the Torah. Shemachar is referred to the Torah. Shal is referred to the Torah. Shemachar is not clear. It's machlekes Zetran. Fine. We pass in Shemachar like a Shemachar. So let's say you have a guy who's a Shemachar, and he wants to heighten up his achrayus. He's willing to heighten up to become a chayv even by oinsin. Shem Esoch is chayv a gnevi aveda, but he's potter on oinsin. So he wants to be chayv. He wants to be nice. He's getting paid really nicely. So I ask you to watch my car, and I'm willing to give you $100 to watch the car. And you're willing to say, listen, thank you so much for paying me. I'm going to go above and beyond the call of duty. I'm going to be mechayv myself to pay, even in cases where the Torah isn't mechayv me. Can you do that? Isn't that a terrible avery of violating the din of the Torah? Master mashkaz of the Torah? So it wasn't back up. That's a joke. That's not a master mashkaz of the Torah. If you, whatever mishibudim, the two of you want to accept, that's a good day. We have no problems. So the Gemara writes as beferish, master shabasach lios kishayel. So the Gemara says we have no problems with what you're doing, except we have no idea how that happens. Well, how does that become effective? What do the words mean? You make a tenai? Frankly, well, it might be dvarim. You make a condition by saying, I hereby obligate myself to be like a shoyl. And then a bolt of lightning hits the car, and you take me to the din Torah and you make me pay. Based on what was the mechayev? Because I gave you my word, so I lied. You know what? Big deal. Big deal. I mean, it is a big deal, but you can't take a guy to the din Torah for lying. So what was the mechayev? What was the mechanism of chiyuv? V'may. The Dvarim says, no. I'm a Shmuel, b'shekonu miyado. It must be there was some kind of a kidding that was made. What's the Gemara saying? That this Shomer Sachar, who becomes a Shomer, who becomes a Shoyal, is basically Makna what? What is he Makna? There's got to be a kidding here. He has to be Makna what? He's not Makna Kesef. He's not Makna Metal. He's not Makna Kark. What's he Makna? A what? He obligates himself to pay under those circumstances if the car gets hit by lightning. So what is that called? He's meshabed himself. He's mechayev himself. He's willing to, he says, you can take away my money. You can go to my bank account. If that car gets hit by lightning, I'm hereby mechuyev. My nechasa become a shubed to pay off that choyev if the car gets hit by lightning. So the Gemara jumps and says, B'mai, how do you do that? B'dvarim? That's ridiculous. Eina make a chuk b'dvarim. So Shmuel says, you're right. It's taka ridiculous. So how does it work? You need a ma'isakinyan. Li is the ma'isakinyan. Where is it? No? So the Gemara is thinking, what's the ma'aseh kinyan? What's the answer? It's got to be what? Bishu kanu miyada. What does kanu miyada mean? A kinyan what? Kinyan yada is always a kinyan what? Kinyan sudar, kinyan chalipin. We made a kinyan sudar. What was the kinyan sudar on? The kinyan sudar was not on the car. I don't want to buy your car. What was the kinyan sudar made? The kinyan sudar was made. Who gives the sudar to who? Who's giving the siddur to who? I'm watching the car for you, and I give you my word that if the car gets hit by lightning, I'm going to pay you for it. Who gives the siddur to who? Who usually gives the siddur? The machna or the kaina? The kaina. Kedush or kaina. Who's the kaina? Who's the machna here? What? Yeah, the shomasach is the machna. What is he being machna? The shiver. Who's being kaina? The owner of the car. So the owner of the car has to give me a handkerchief, and he has to say, I'm hereby, by giving you this handkerchief, I'm hereby buying off of you a chov. The chov is that you are going to now, you're committing yourself to pay if and when the car gets hit by lightning. So the Gemara says you can be kone chov with the kivin suda. Remember who said that before? When I asked which kinyan were good? Good. Good guess. Anyone ever seen a kinyan, a shibud been nikna with a handkerchief before? Anyone ever watched that? Anyone ever noticed? Anyone ever mocked the shibud with a handkerchief before in their lives? Your father? Yeah, what about you?
Yeah,
your own wedding. Yeah, you opened up your big mouth under the chuppah and you said that in the chastish, and you said you're going to pay your wife this exorbitant amount of money. These crazy things. May is a cooking kess of tzaraf. Wow, that's worth, I don't know, a couple of dollars it's worth. It's a lot of money. So based on what? Based on who? So we made a kinyan sudra, we made a kinyan chalipin on it. Who made the kinyan? Who's the sakadish of you? So what did he do? He took a handkerchief and he gave it to who?
Me.
Gave it to you. You were in a fog. You gotta remember that. Okay. Check the video. So he handed you a handkerchief, and before you knew it, he was kinder from you this tremendous shibud to pay of chalila b'chalila. At some point, the ksuba has to be enforced. So he's kinder from Binyamin this exorbitant amount of money, invoking the principle of kinyan sudar. Wait a second. You didn't marry Rabbi Neuberger. So what is he buying a chol from you for? So what was he doing?
He's representing.
He was representing. She appointed him to represent her. What's going on? She's by the front of fog. What happened? So what's the answer? How did that happen? Well, so it happened based on when Rubik stepped up to the plate and handed the suder on behalf of somebody else. Ooh, that's very tricky. How does that work? Is that Zachal Mishal Bafonov? Maybe that's why. And we'll learn the next sugi ready? Maybe that's Bitam Eved. Kanani, we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of work to do. But I don't care who Rabbi Neuberger was. I like Rabbi Neuberger, it's my neighbor. But I care who Binyamin is because you were makne achov through the mechanism of kinyan suda. Who told you could do such a thing? That's how he dialed it. Said he could do that. Just as you could be makne achov, the master shem esach, this kishayo based on the kinyan suda, which makes a lot of sense because kinyan doesn't address the chefts itself. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yechon and Amar, Rabbi Yechon came up with another idea. That Shmuel's right, but I got another idea. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, Afilu Tevish Lo Kana Miyadoi, even without Kana Miyadoi, it's still going to work. Why? The high end, no, the Kanafik, like Kala, the Inish Behemnu, Gomer Shabbat Nafshei. What does that mean? The Gemara asked, it's a kid in Devarim, where's the mice? The kid, what did the Gemara answer? The Shomer Sachar is getting a lot of Hano out of this. Why? Imagine like this. Shomer Sachar is getting a great reputation in town. Everybody knows he's the most honest, trustworthy, reliable guy in town. After all, Rabbi Zelovsky leaves his car with him. This guy leaves his animal with him. And this guy is so trustworthy, he's accepting upon himself, even if lightning strikes. This guy must be amazing. He must be a Baal Moed face. He's an unbelievable Ish Nemon. So he feels good. He walks around. She'll tell you about it. Did you know that Rabbi Zelovsky gave me his car to wash? Did you know that Dr. Cohn gave me his animal to wash? Do you know who I am? Guys feel so good. He feels as good as the other Mechashev in Kedushin of Zion. This is all big. It's all good for our ego. This is Gaiva times. The guy feels really great about himself. So what's his Gevaldik Hanoah? Ooh, he received Hanoah now. No, what does that mean? Hanoah. You look up in our book, what is Hanoah? Hanoah is Bino Kewa. Tirki Kesef. Kesef is a mechanism of Kinyan. And by golly, it's the other mechanism of Kinyan that doesn't require any relationship to the what? To the Chefza. Because there is no Chefza here. No one's buying a Chefza here. The car belongs to the mafkin, not to the shayel, not to the shomer. There's no kidding on the car going on. The kidding is on the shibud. The shibud is a dova which is floating around in the air. So we've identified two potential mice kidding. I threw out a question to you 20 minutes ago. How do you buy a shibud? And everybody looked at me like, you know, not knowing what I'm talking about. So we got a half-baked answer of a kidding suda. Now we have two answers. A kidding suda is one, and kesef is another. Hanoski kesef. Everything's gevaldik. It's gevaldik gemara. What's the problem with this gemara? Well, not problem with the Gemara, but it's the problem from this Gemara. According to the Rambam, why did the Gemara waste that time with these two answers? The Gemara problem. What was the Gemara's problem? The Gemara started off with the kash. What was the kash? B'mai, b'dvarim. You were kinder shibud b'dvarim. What? What? How you talking? You're kinder shibud b'dvarim. That's impossible to be kinder shibud b'dvarim. So the Gemara bend over backwards and work and work and work. As we said so many times, you know, we see the Gemara as a line and a half. We thought, you know, the Amorim were just sitting back, you know, with a cup of coffee in their hand, feet up, and just writing. Oh, my B'dvarim, good kasha, good teres, great, write it down. Riochen, you guys, great, very good. Put a center off the press, write up the art school, they'll translate it in the seminary in Klai Yisrael. This kasha, Shmuel could have been sitting, this could have been a whole week of Shir. If Riochen could have been deliberating this for weeks, we have no idea how long this took. I'm just thinking and thinking with the kinyan. What's the kinyan? What's the kinyan? And Rabbi Yech, what's the kinyan? What's the kinyan? What was the problem? According to the Rambam, what the Gemara should have said is, "B'mai b'dvarim." What should the Gemara have answered? Three words. Enochinami b'dvarim. What's the problem? Ayn Ram. Because mechira parakid alaf locha tezvav. It's only a sheba. It's only a chayv anyway. So this Gemara, Mamish, is against the Rambam. It's not my kasha. There's the Ran discovered this Gemara. The Ran quotes the Rambam, and he says, I forgot what the Ran is. I put it on the Marmakomas? No. I didn't put it on even. The Ran quotes this, and he says, it can't be. How can the Rambam say such a thing? And Shavuot says, I'm not mistaken. The Ran quotes this Rambam, says, how are you talking? Because I can't be. It's the answer to the Pharisee Gemara. Nu, what's the answer to the Rambam? We're trying to learn the Rambam's application to Maseches Kedushin. We can't even budge unless we understand the Rambam sheet about Arv in the first place. So how's the Rambam square off with this Gemara? What was going on? The Gemara never said that it works. The Gemara just said it works because it's Hana. But the Gemara should have said it.
Hana for Ariyavasa.
But the Rambam didn't say the word Hana. The Rambam says, the Rambam extrapolates from Ariyavasa when there's no Hana. I walk up to you and say, I want to owe you $1,000. I got no Hana from you, and I'm so chaya. Get the Matzid of Ariyav. So obviously Ariyavasa is not dependent, it's not hinging upon Hana. What's Hana?
I'm someone that
that's, puts my foot in my mouth to pay $100. Everyone thinks I'm smart, everyone thinks I'm covered, the guys think I'm a nut. I walk around being mishab myself for no reason. Who read this Rambam? Who read this Gemara? Who didn't realize that these two things don't square off together? Obviously the Rambam is not in the Shia, the Rambam would have screamed and said, what are you talking about? The Rambam would have come running up to me in the morning, said it, if I would have been here, and screamed at me and said, what are you talking about? How are you talking? He's still stuck on you. Chasen, yeah.
Maybe since the original Kenyan of the Shomer Sefer was not with Torah, you needed to do the extra Shayla with the Torah.
I mean, that may be true, but I don't want to say the word. But maybe irrelevant. I don't know. Why is that important? Yeah.
Rosh said you don't need to be bullied in terms of the
Choshev. That's of Zion. We get to go to Choshev. That's three sigils down the line. We're all in Nashim Choshev, right?
Yeah,
that makes it better or worse.
So
the Gemara says, "B'mai b'dvarim." That makes it worse. Madach, where there's already a schayvus, I can up the schayvus here. The Rambam says I can create a schayvus yesh me'ayin. So the Gemara says you can't even up a schayvus. Forget about creating a schayvus. It's Mamash Apel in this Rambam. So the machlokes is the gedolei acharonim. What the answer to this kasha is. I'm going to quote, it was somehow assumed over Shabbos, my favorite Acharon. I know that, favorite Acharon. But I can't even say it. I can't bring myself to say that. I can't even say it. Well, first I'll quote what he says, then I'll tell you what I'm not going to say. I mean, that sounds right. Comes a choice and says that the answer to this dilemma in the Rambam is that the Rambam never said what you thought he said. We spent the last half hour assuming that Rambam holds that Asiyas HaShibud created with Dvarim alone, says the Ktzais, it's not true. There's no such thing. It can't be true. There's no such thing. How can that be true? It can't be true. I thought the Rambam says that a mechayiv atzav amom and liachav lo tenai klal. I thought that's what the Rambam does say. says it says that the Rambam means as follows. You can't really create a chov mikan lahaba with just words alone. That concept of like a kinyan means I'm selling you this land mikan lahaba. I'm selling these potatoes mikan lahaba. I'm selling this evidence. I'm becoming your wife mikan lahaba. For that you need a ma'isa kinyan and a mechachlech of the brother. What you can do, says Iktos, is you can be modeh that something existed in the past. I can walk into Beis Din and say, I owed you the money from last week. I can talk about the past. That I do have the kayach to do. What mechanism in halacha enables me to do that? What's that called? It's hodos baldin k'me'edim dami. Now, hodos baldin k'me'edim dami is a vehicle that Beis Din uses. Something that's some trick of Beis Din's sleeve. We're trying to collect, you know, facts on the case. We're trying to figure out, do we have Edim? We don't have Edim. Do we have a rov? We don't have a rov. Do we have Chazaka? We have Chazaka. Ooh, but we have Odos Baldin. So that's one of the things that we use in trying to determine what the truth is. What if we know the truth? We don't doubt the truth for 1 second. We know for a fact that you don't owe the guy money. We know it. We're certain you don't owe it. How we know it? We know it. And you come in and you say, listen, I'm telling you, I owe the guy money, and I am hereby telling him that I owe him money, and through my telling him that I owe him money, I'm hereby becoming owing him money. He's talking double talk. Says it tells Ayin Sugis in the end of Baba Basra, there's a name for that phenomenon. Anyone know what that name is called? It's a very strange kinyan. It's called the kinyan Odisa. A kinyan Odisa is a sugya tucked away, mamish in the end of Baba Basra, where we know for a fact that the guy's lying through his teeth, but he's saying, I'm hereby lying, but he says, I'm hereby being modeh, and that gufa becomes transformed to be, in a sense, a ma'isa kinyan. Says the Tzais, that's all the Rambam meant to say. That's what an Ariv is. An Ariv is not that you're really truly creating a kinyan mikan lahaba. You're being neman on the pre-existence of a chiyuv, which we all know is a farce, we all know is a joke. You never ever will mechayev yourself to him. But that's the parashas. One of the parashas that you're on is kinyan odisa. But in terms of creation of a chov mikan lahaba, there is no such Rambam, no such thing. But the Gemara of Metziah means the Gemara is addressing becoming a shomechinam lios kishayel mikan lahaba, and therefore the Gemara asks b'may kanu, that's success. I'm very weary again. It's the halig success. I don't even have to say afar anotachas kapnes raglav. It's so obvious move on the elov, but it's not the pashas of the Rambam. I just said it because I had to quote it. But the Pashtus HaDvarim in the Rambam is the Rambam meant exactly what he said, that it's a real, live kinyan. It's no different than a kinyan kesef, no different than a kinyan shibud, no different than a kinyan chalipin. And there's a different answer to the Gemara in the Seches Bamitziah. What is the different answer to the Gemara Bamitziah? The Pashtus HaDvarim in the Rambam? Just simply read the Rambam again carefully. The Rambam in the 10th of the Rambam comes, starting again, the Rambam says, "Hamechayv asma b'mamon la'achev below t'nai klal." I didn't even quote that part before. The guy's mechayv himself to money with somebody else without a t'nai, without a condition. What did the Rambam say below t'nai klal? Why is that important? Why can't you make it t'nai? If the Rambam's already telling us you can be mechayev yourself with dibur, why is that necessary below tanai klal? So listen to how the Rambam formulates it. Shadava ze matanehi ve'ena smachta. Mm-hmm. What did the Ram just say? The Ram just told us gold line. What did the Ram just say? The Ram just qualified what he said a moment ago. He just put the brakes, just put the limitations on the Chayiv Atzma B'Dvarim. The Chayiv Atzma B'Dvarim only makes sense when it's a what? When it's a what? When it's an absolute, all-encompassing, no holes barred Hischayivus. That's a Hischayivus B'Dvarim. If and when you start to put preconditions on that Hischayivus, you just entered into what territory? By definition, you just entered into what territory? Asmachta. That's what an Asmachta is, says the Rambam. It's his chayvus bedvarim alatnai. His chayvus bedvarim belitnai is a kinyan. His chayvus bedvarim alatnai is an Asmachta. That is the definition of Asmachta. Based on that, does the Gemara in Babitzi read like a charm or not? The Gemara is the kasha, master shal mechsach alias kishayel. Frak the Gemara, what? Bedvarim? How can you do bedvarim? So we thought the Gemara meant bedvarim. It doesn't work because dvarim is not a mechayev. What's the answer? No, dvarim is not a mechayev in this unique case. Why? When the master shav esach lios kishayel, is that his chayvus with no holes barred? What kind of his chayvus is that? What's the tenai? If and when something happens, the car gets struck by lightning, they're not going to pay. So the only reason why the Gemara asked this kasha, amai bedvarim bialma, is because the Gemara was talking about the unique scenario where it's a schaivus bedvarim ala tonight, which Ram himself wrote in concedes is nothing, is an asmachta. So according to this new way of reading the Gemara, when the Gemara asked amai bedvarim, what's the Gemara really asking? The Gemara is not asking, hey, kinyan dvarim isn't a kinyan. What's the Gemara really asking? Hey, this is a what? And what's the Gemara is asking, this is an asmachta. And what's the Gemara answering? What's the Gemara's answer? Amar Shmuel, b'shekana b'yadai. What's the answer? What's the answer to the Gemara? Amar Shmuel, b'shekana b'yadai. What? It's only an asmachta, but it's not done derech kinyan. Asmachta, according to the Rambam, applies if and when it's done derech dvarim. Dvarim alai is called an asmachta. If it's a kinyan ala tanai, a kinyan ala tanai is not an asmachta. A kinyan ala tanai is a kinyan ala tanai. That's pashas be'gad b'nei Reuven. So the Gemara's kasha didn't mean to ask, hey, it doesn't work because it's dvarim and dvarim can't do anything. No. The Gemara's kasha was, even the niyach that dvarim could do something, this type of dvarim latanai is a mere asmachta, to which Shmuel said, you're right. It wasn't the dvarim. It was aide kinyan. Aide kinyan is nishken asmachta. And Rav Ashi Amar, either Rav Ashi could be one of two things. Either Rav Ashi could mean it's also aide kinyan because it's a kinyan kesef. Or what else could Rav Ashi mean? It's not an asmachta, b'chei agavna. Why? Because what could ultimately trump asmachta? Who remembers? What could sometimes trump asmachta? Who remembers Rebbeinu Tam from yesterday? What could trump asmachta? When I'm really gaining, when I'm getting a big hanoah out of it. So that's an indication I'm willing to be sabach daiti. Asmachta means there's a lack of smichas das. Here there's no lack of smichas das because of the hanoah. The hanoah is mashal the gemir das. So when all the dust settles, the shakavata and the gemara in Bavitzia has nothing to do with Ram Shita. It has to do with klal of asmachta. The Ram Shita is shor v'kayim, because the Ram was only talking about a scenario where there was no tenor that were made. It was just an absolute, outright hischayvus without any strings attached. That taka is chal. Who says this pshat? B'das Ramam? The shach. The shach in Chayshim Mishpat says, if you look at the Rambam carefully, the man who asked the kasha against the Rambam, the chur, it's more of a pell on the run. The Rambam, the Shach says the Rambam answers this kasha in those three words. The Rambam answers this kasha. It's not a pell on the run. But I call upon him, Isha Makabi Yav B'Shalom. Each of the three Heilige Rishonim has a beer, has a mahalach. Three different parts of the world, three different views of what's going on in terms of Arev. The Ritva had his old lumdus of yesterday. He reread the Gemara. They're really two different parts of the Gemara. And the Gemara at the end is going back to the beginning. And the Hanoah, right? Whole razzle dazzle yesterday. Taisim of Metzia with the multiple Taisim about that it impacts on Ribbis because it's really Maisa, Mesinus Amos, Apiti Burai. And the Rambam with the Asiya Shibur with Varm Bavad with all the potential pitfalls of the Rambam, who were able to be Yash of them. So, number three, totally different Mahalchim, what Arab is all about.
You know, gamble with the Indian, and there's no issues of salacious basically.
the Rambam would say that in theory, if it's done derech kinyan, that wouldn't be an asmachta problem. The Rambam happens to hold there are other problems again. We're back to Yeshiva Shalom, and that's part of the other stuff that we talk about. But again, it's another time, another place. Super Bowl. Next year.
Where will the tzia can we arrive in the Ritva that saying that when there's Hanah, then you could create tzia for yourself?
But we don't know what the Gemara's kasha was. Maybe the Gemara was okay. I mean, the fact that you create kinyan with hanos kekesef, we already have Gemara's in kedushin. That's adam kasha. We have the Gemara with the Ritva's chiddush is that that's all or there's nothing more, nothing less. Okay. So basically, this was all an introduction. This was because if we were learning about mitzvah basra, we'd be pretty much done with the sugya now. But this is all just to get us to Masechet Kedushin. Now the question is, let's see if we can get there. So we have to be really, really careful here. We're going to draw a nice, beautiful chuppah. Okay? So here's the chasan, shivish, okay? All right, we have the kala. We follow the protocol, no women's pictures, so we won't have a grill under the chuppah, but we'll just, okay, we'll break ranks. Okay? We have to draw, what should we draw? Big down, right? We'll make sure it's a kala, okay? Right? She's got a big veil over her head, okay. She gives some feet, hands, okay. So Chos and the Kala. And now we need who else? We need a third guy, right? Yeah, we need. So she turns around and says, Tain Mandala Plani. She's about to put the ring on her finger. So instead of putting it on her finger, puts it, gives it to him. Hands of the finger. Put the hands in the ring. Hands of the ring, okay? And Mazel Tov, they're married. And the Gemara says, that's Arif. I want you to identify for me properly what just happened here. What was the Kiddushin? Last we checked, the Kiddushin of Bay is only three ways to get married. Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. So obviously this is not Shtar or Bia, it's obviously Kesef here. So this must meet the halachic criteria of Kesef in order to be labeled as a Kiddushin. And the Kesef has to be, he's giving, she's getting, it's got to be, so what is going on here? Where is the Kesef Kiddushin? So please explain to me. I want to know the Kesef Kiddushin. So let's see. According to the Ritva, what's the Kesef Kiddushin? Where's the Kesef Kiddushin? Where's this arrow about to go to? I wanted to see the Kesef Kiddushin. The only ring I see going is going from the Chosin to the third guy. Problem is, but he's not married. She's got it. She's the Kala. So obviously the ring is not the Kesef Kiddushin over here. What is the Kesef Kiddushin? Ooh, so somewhere in, you know, in the intangible world, the following is going on, okay? We'll draw, you know, like in space, right? She is developing this unbelievable big smile. She's feeling great about herself, right? She's feeling that everybody, I'm such a, you know, everyone's listening to me. The husband's finally listening to me, okay? He, by listening to her, provided her, he's happy also. So he provided her with this unbelievable hana that, there's a fourth guy under the chuppah, okay? He's the rabbi. Okay? He also gets a hat, all right? We'll give him a beard. Some rabbis have beards, all right? And he, we need two other guys here. We need to aid him, okay? Two guys, all right, the aid him. He turns to the aid him, and he asks the aid him the following question. What do you have to ask them? What does every responsible psychician ask? So Epis is the Kesef Kedushin with the Prut or not. So the Edom never learned Kedushin of Zion. So they start looking at the ring. So the rabbi screams at them, don't look at the ring, that's not the Kesef Kedushin. What's the Kesef Kedushin? What do you have to look at?
Smile.
How much is that smile worth? Just how good does she feel? So now these poor guys, you know, these are yeshivish guys, they learned Masechet Kedushin, they asked enough, they're really yeshivish, only got enough knowledge, you know, they didn't really get too far. And they know Shavu Kesef and Prut and Gevaldik, and now the Masechet Kedushin is talking a different language to them. He says, no, I don't care what the ring is worth. I have to psychologically analyze her feelings. Say, Bos is Bos. Never heard of psychology. Never heard of feelings. Never heard of that. How do you put a price tag on that? So throw these guys out of here. Get two modern guys in there. The guy's a PhD and, you know, in something. Let's evaluate. What do you think? Guy's from Brisk. The guy's, you know, like, oh, come on. Who's not taking this yesterday? You have to do the shah according to the Rishpah. You got to shuffle up. You got to figure out how much that noah is worth. That's the case of kedusha. It's a very complicated kedusha. So comes Tosis, comes Bali Tosis, save the day for the yeshiva guys. Comes Tosis and says, "Look, I thought the Rishpah. This is where the arrow ends." According to Tosis, that was Chalom Laila. It says Tosis, "I don't care how happy she is, Eloch Patli. I'm looking at what? What am I looking at? What's that ring? What's that ring worth? Bring in the jewelers. How much is that worth? They bring it to Chassidish guys. They know jewelry. I figure out the diamonds, how much this is worth. Right? It's worth a pruta." So he said, "Well, it's worth a pruta. It's very nice, but he's trying to marry her. Giving a pruta to this guy is not going to help." So what's the answer? Come Tosis to the rescue. Since she instructed him to give the money to the third guy, is in the Sidus Hamal Sapi Diburai, it's as if he gave her the money. So Baruch Hashem, we're back to regular condition. Business as usual. So Bein Lefi Ritva, we're okay. We have a little bit of a different condition here. Harem Mugadet Libewat Dahanos, you know, your smile. Whereas here it's B'tabazu, you know, okay, all right. It's a little bit of a different nuance, what the Chefza of Kesef condition is, but at least we could be this, at least they're married. Come to Rambam to this Chuppah, and the Rambam is in a lot of trouble with this chuppah. You know why? What's the problem? What's the problem according to the Rambam? What's the problem? There's no kesef. The smiles, I never heard such a silly thing, smiles and kedusha. The fact that he gave a ring based on what she said, never heard such a thing, says the Rambam. Arev. What Arev means is that you can become a shuv with something without a ma'aseh kinyan, but dvar alone. So if you would carry over that analogy to Kedushin, what would that mean? That means this kallah got nothing. She's meshuvah to become his wife without getting anything. What? Isha nikneis b'shibud. Let's say a woman comes and makes, and she says, "I'm meshavah myself to be your wife." What do the words mean? There's no other method of kedushin. So even though in the world of the dimuminess in cheshem mishpat the stunt works of arev, what's up with kedushin? How in the world does this translate to kedushin? It's pilei pilayim against this rabbam. I'm sorry to report I don't know the answer to this rabbam. How can it be? How in the world did the rabbam learn this gemara? How did the Rambam learn this Gemara? How would we even know? We're not privy to the Rambam's perish in Kedushin of Zion. It went up in smoke in history. How would we ever figure out how the Rambam learns this Gemara? There's only one way to do it, is to look where? Look at the Chazishos. And see how the Rambam quotes the Gemara. Who has the Rambam here? Let's get a Rambam side of the Gemara. I don't think it's on the Rambam Kremis. Maybe it is. I don't remember. What? It's back, what? It's back in the Gemaras. It's back in my Gemara. I got a fancy Gemara, the heavy Gemara. So give me a Rambam in Perek Heil Achav Aleph. Who's got a Rambam? Perek Heil Achav Aleph. Perek Heil Achav Aleph. Oh, wait, we don't need a whole Hada. We got a computer. Hold on. Wait, listen to Rambam. Heil Achav Aleph. Ha'isha she'om retain dina l'plani v'matana matana is kadosh anilach v'nasan v'om Allah harei v'kadosh li b'hanas matana zo she'nasati apich harei zem v'kadoshes af apish lo higia l'klum harei nene spirit sona she'nasa v'nene plani b'glo Allah harei nene spirit sona she'nasa. What did the Rambam just say? Who does that sound like? Sounds very Ritva to me. The Rambam's been kind of show with a big smile. That's what the Rambam just said. That's great, but what? I'm masking to the din, but what? That's absolutely undo Bidin Arif. What's the Gemara talk about in Kedusha of Zayim? Kedusha Bidin Arif. What's Bidin Arif? That's not Arif. Arev in the Rambam's Perek in Hilchos Bechira, Arev is a kidney b'dvarim b'li tzinai. It's pilei ploim. I don't understand. Again, I'm sorry. I don't understand the Rambam. I understand the Rambam Shita in Hilchos Arayin, and I understand why she's Mekudeshes in Hilchos Kiddushin. But I don't understand why in the world Rava said that's Mekudeshes within Arif. This is namish, nothing to do with Arif. Unless it's just out of some melitza be'alma, some mamish derech mashal, a very loose mashal. What the Gemara really meant to say is that she's Mekudeshes within Hana'ah. And it's almost like we find that it's very, very, it's so loose, I don't even know what to do with it. It doesn't hold right, I don't understand it. Don't worry, I'm not the first person to ask this kasha. Not the last this kasha. It's a very difficult Rambam. So we understand the din in and of itself, in a vacuum we understand the Gemara, but we don't understand the Gemara in light of that Rambam. So if I say, let's put the Rambam in the back burner for a little while. Getting back to the easier ways to read the Gemara, the Tais and the Ritva. If you had to write the text for Kedushin, according to Tosfos and the Ritva, what would the text be exactly? You know, the rabbi's pulling out the Hamadrich, the guidebook for all rabbis. That's how you name babies, you bury people, you marry people. You know, everything is done with the Hamadrich. And you're searching in the pages for the Hamadrich, for Seder Kedushin, Midin Arif. You're not going to find it. At least in the RCA Hamadrich, you're not going to find it. But somebody wrote up, someone's going to write up a fancy Hamadrich. And so we want to follow the rules, right? So what do you do? So what's the Chuppah going to look like? So everything's going to look pretty much the same. You know, my Chuppah's going to start with the same, like everybody else. Someone's going to get up and announce if it's been off their phones. Okay, that's the first announcement that nobody listens to. Then the next thing is, you know Kala starts walking down, you know, Chosin, Baruch Haboz, you know, Bibansiya, everything's pretty much the same. Then when the rabbi gets up, they call it Mechubed Rav Agon, you know, da da da, Mechubed Eid Kiddushin, you know, the first debracha, the next debracha, you know, all the make believe people think they're speaking Yiddish, don't know that there's no Yiddish word called next, but okay, sure, whatever, you know, we've been there, heard that already. And now they get to the text of Harei At. So the rabbi turns to the chassid and says, "Do you know what to say?" He says, "Of course I know what to say." The rabbi says, "No, you don't really know what to say. Because you're going to say, but tabazo, that's not the right thing to say. According to the Ritva, what do you have to say?" If he says, but tabazo, he didn't say the right thing. He says, "Harem Gdesh has besmiles there. Smile, Lashem Zoch in a cave, I don't know. Besmiles there, Kedas Pashi Yisrael. Bahanazo, Kedas Pashi Yisrael." So according to the Ritva, you have to focus on the Hanoshim, but otherwise, that's not the condition. The cast of the Tabas is not the condition. Tabas is just a way to get to Hano. According to Taisa, you could say the Tabazo. Because according to Taisa, it is the Tabazo. It's the Tabazo that's given to the person. Machba Sivu Yecha, it's Kivu came to you. Okay? According to Taisa, would there be any importance whatsoever for us to recognize that there's a smile taking place here? Would that mean anything to us as a smile? Does that interest us as a smile? Do we need somebody to evaluate the smile according to Tosfos? Not at all. Right? Pashta Dvarim is, according to Ritva, we got to get those guys back from Furkaf to assess the smile. According to Tosfos, bring back the sheepish guys to assess the ring. I don't care what the smile is worth. Pashtas, right? Could one possibly suggest that the smile is important? Even according to the worldview of Tosfos. Is there something lurking in the background about Maseches Kedushin that we know already, we spent a lot of time on in different figures, different contexts, that can lead us to believe that that smile means something even according to Tosfos? It can be more than that. What did Tosfos say? What did Tosfos say about Arev? Arev means that Nesinas Hamos Apidi Buro is considered to be a Nesinas Mos Liyadcha. Therefore, Arif works. Therefore, Ribis kicks in. So I can see to you that according to Tosfos, when the woman tells her chassan to give the ring to this guy on the side over there, Apidin, the chassan gave it to her. There was a Nesinas HaKesef Liyada. But maybe, just maybe, that's not enough for Kedushin. Maybe Nesinas Kesef isn't good for Kedushin. Maybe you need Nesinas Kesef plus. Huh? Isha Nikes Kesef plus what? Well, I'll give you two examples. Anyone of you have Matanos Lahachsir? Anyone here of the Shittas and Rambam, why Matanos Lahachsir is no good? Anyone over here of En Ish Niklipin? Anyone over here why according to the Rambam is no good? Anyone over here of Bekash B'milva according to the Rambam? Anyone here why it's not good? Who remembers the Avnei Miluim? What's the Avnei Miluim? Three strikes. Chalipin, Matanos Lahachsir, and Kash B'milva. What's the common denominator? They're all examples of Kesef. She'ein Bahen not according to the Rambam. They fail miserably. If, again, it's a big if, and it's probably not true, but if the Bali HaTosfos would buy into that Rambam's theory of Kesef Sheyesh Bahanah, now we know they don't, because we know the Bali HaTosfos old Chalipin is only Matanos Lahachsir and Durabbanan, and we know the old Mekash B'milva is no good like Mechir, but we know that the Bali HaTosfos themselves, it's not fair what I'm doing to you. That the Bali HaTosfos themselves don't buy into that, but they could, I mean, somebody could conceivably tell you that even in the worldview of Arif of Tosfos, even if Tosfos is right, that Arif is in a sense of Kesef, we still need that smile, because it's not enough to give Kesef, you need Kesef Yesh Bahanah. So you know who connects these two dots together? The Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav has in the back of his Sefer in the Rambam, he has Bechtovim, he has letters. And when people wrote letters, Brisker Rav always didn't write, hi, how are you, how's camp, that wasn't letters. You know, he wrote, these very, very deep esoteric, shtickle terrors. One of the letters, by the way, not I don't think this one, one of the letters of the Brisker Rav was written to the Rav. It was written to the Rav's nephew. So they conversed in different Torah wrote. So one, we spoke about this one year. Last year we spoke about it. The one about the Shechita one. The one about Trefa, the famous letter of the Brisker Rav that we know was written to the Rav. So one of the letters there, the Brisker Rav talks about the possibility that even within the Rishonim, who are not really going down the route of Arev v'derech Hanoah, even the Rishonim will say that Arev is based fundamentally on the Siddhas HaMelsa Fiziburo, like Tosfos, it could be a Nid Hanoah as well. To fulfill that condition of Kesef Sheyesh Bahanah. So I can agree to that. I mean, I don't think Tosfos really holds that way between you and me. I don't think the Brisker Rav thought Tosfos held that way. But he's saying in theory one could follow Shittas HaTosfos that Arev is basically the Siddhas HaMelsa Fiziburo and still insist on Hanoah. But then the Brisker Rav goes one step further, which again, Pachad Nerva Oyam, in the presence of the Brisker Rav, I don't understand this either. The Brisker Rav says he thinks that that's Shittas HaRambam in Arev. Because he says, if you look at the Rambam in Arev, I'm sorry, in Kedushin, in Chasishas, the Rambam we just read, what does the Rambam mention in the Nuskha, the text of the Kedushin? What did the Rambam say? Harem HaKadosh HaSpeh what? The Hanos, Arev, Hanos that she's getting, was Hanos. Why not? What did the Rambam just say? B'nisinus HaKesef. Where did Hanos enter into the picture? But the Rambam holds like the Ritva. No. Says the Brisker Rav, and this is why I don't understand, he says B'das HaRambam. He claims, the Brisker Rav claims that the Rambam is like Tosfos, that the real Mechayev of Arev is the Siddhas HaMelsa Pi Diburo, Be'afal Pichein, the Rambam highlighted Hanoah, because the Rambam Mishitoso needed Hanoah to create Kesef Sheyesh Bahanah. So that would be gewaldic if the Rambam truly held like Tosfos in the Sugya of Arev. But the Rambam doesn't. The Rambam Hilchos Bechira did not say that. The Rambam Hilchos Bechira used Arev as the model for Mechayev Atzmo B'loy Klum B'dvarim alone. And we were so disturbed with that Rambam because we couldn't figure out how the Rambam went to Gemara and Kedushin. So why should Kadesh just be in Arev? So the Brisker Rav almost like ignored that Rambam. I don't understand it. I mean literally forgot the Rambam, somehow ignored that Rambam. I was looking at the Rambam through the eyes of Tosfos and said, oh, according to the Rambam / Tosfos, why does the Rambam mention Hanoah? Oh, there's the Rambam Lishitosai. So it's the fourth Rambam of Hanoah, the Yidin Kesef Sheyesh Bahanah. That's why the Rambam had felt the necessity to stick Hanoah into the mix, says the Brisker Rav. But the Ikaron, fundamentally, the real mechanics, the real engine of Arev, is really Nesidah Samos Alpi Devura, almost like Tosfos. You can take a look. It's the letters in the back of it. There aren't that many letters, a few letters. It's the last one. I put it in my Makomos. So the last letters in the back of the Rambam, take a look. You read the letter. So, what? Did you read? So what? Did it say what I said? Notwithstanding the fact that the Rambam Hilchos Bechira says Beferish not that way. I don't understand. So a meidel emes. There are two things I don't understand about the Rambam sheet about Arif. I don't understand how the Rambam learned that Gemara in Kedushin, and I don't understand what the Biskarov meant by almost ignoring that Rambam of his Mechira. So I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer to that is. But a kol panim, what I do have for you is three different Birurim in the Rishon. At least what Arif is, two out of the three Kedushin makes a lot of sense. The third one was still stuck. We really don't have an answer yet. For Rabbeisai, we have to go back to the Gemara of Meshem tomorrow, go back to the drawing board and try to figure out, so which of the Rishonim, Taisa's Bir or the Ritva's Bir, which Bir reads into the Gemara, which one can we really understand the Shachmatar in the Gemara? Because the Gemara doesn't just stop with Arif, the Gemara goes on further and further and further discussing the nuances of Arif. And hopefully Meshem tomorrow we'll try to read the rest of the Shachmatar, Bein Lefer Ritva, Bein Lefer Taisa, and hopefully maybe get the possible signature. Okay, so Rabbeisai, tomorrow I guess we'll stop Milchias at 2:30. So tomorrow morning, we're going to aim to get you as close to 9:00.